people. But education advocates warn that the coming cuts will leave students without critical support services, from special education to financial aid.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. The court's majority not explaining the decision, but the three liberal justices dissented. NVIDIA has announced it has gotten permission from the Trump administration to begin selling its chips for artificial intelligence to China. The president threatening Russia with what he says will be severe sanctions if a ceasefire with Ukraine isn't reached within 50 days. No details on what the severity of the sanctions will be. Trash pickup has resumed in the city of Philadelphia nearly 2 weeks after 9,000 city workers went on strike. This is ABC News. Flash flooding in the Northeast on Monday. A state of emergency was declared in New Jersey, where more than 7 inches of rain fell in some parts of the state in a very short amount of time. A major move on eliminating artificial dyes in our food.
The top ice cream makers announcing they'll eliminate certain artificial colors from their products by 2028. The dyes are targeted by the FDA to be phased out and changed to dyes made from natural sources. FDA Commissioner Dr. Marty McCarry says children will benefit.
The sickness of American kids is not a willpower problem. It's not their fault. We can do things that'll make the food supply healthier one step at a time.
Some studies suggest the dyes are linked to certain health problems, but there is no conclusive research. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Emmy Award nominations announced this morning. Hacks, The White Lotus, The Bear, Severance, all streamers that could hear their names called when the nominations come out. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. After the recent rain some got, it's important to check for standing water and things around your yard, such as trash and recycling bins, flower pots, tire swings, and be sure to change the water in any bird baths you may have. Mosquitoes look for standing water to breed, so help fight the bite and keep them from buzzing around your home. You can find more tips at dhs.wisconsin.gov. Wednesday, July 16th at 10:30 a.m., it's the Magic of Isaiah at the Park Falls Public Library. This is your opportunity to join La Crosse area magician Isaiah Foster for an hour of magical fun. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, July 16th at 10:30 a.m. over at the Park Falls Public Library, and yes, it is free! A Wisconsin senator predicts struggling food pantries in the wake of the Trump budget bill. Lisa Hale reports.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says food pantries in Wisconsin, already feeling the squeeze as food insecurity rises, will be even more strapped after the budget bill passed by the Trump administration.
I've been traveling the state and visiting food pantries who are already strapped at their capacity, barely able to meet the hunger needs in their communities. And if people lose their nutrition assistance, their food stamps, are no longer able to purchase nutritious food for their families at grocery stores, they are then going to have to rely on food pantries, food banks, and again, they're at capacities.
Baldwin says over 3 million Americans will lose SNAP benefits under the new budget bill. About 705,000 Wisconsin residents rely on SNAP benefits for food assistance. Of those receiving assistance, 270,000 are children, and 108,000 are senior citizens. Baldwin made her comments in a press conference Saturday in Green Bay on the effects the budget bill will have on Wisconsinites. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
MacArthur Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. Get honest advice to keep your vehicle running strong. Right now, get 0% finance for up to 36 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash on all 2025 1500 Silverados in stock to qualified buyers, or up to $7,500 on a 2.7-liter 1500 Silverados for current 2011 or newer Chevy owners. Hurry, these savings won't last. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or MinocquaCars.com.
It is county fair season around Wisconsin, but that does not mean Mother Nature is aware of the schedule. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. How many times have you made plans for the county fair or maybe a concert, an outdoor event? Suddenly, Mother Nature changes all those plans. Robert Holmes is the president of Spectrum Weather and Specialty Insurance. He works directly with county fairs. He said, when you take a look at the cost a fair incurs for something like a truck and tractor pull or a concert, insurance helps offset those potential losses.
So you could have a situation like, maybe you're doing a concert. All your costs and everything might be, let's say, $40,000. And between ticket sales and everything else, your goal is to go over that 40 and maybe make $10,000. And then if it's, just a horrible night weather-wise or, power goes out or something, you're refunding tickets, all that money goes away, you lose all your revenue, but you still have to pay the artists, the people that do the staging, sound and lights, they all still get paid. And so that can be easily a $40,000 or $50,000 loss. If you've got the insurance in place, that loss goes away.
Robert Holmes, president of Spectrum Weather and Specialty Insurance, he says you have to remember, county fairs don't get a do-over. The acts or performers that they had contracted were available only for that one night. So if their performance is lost, so is that revenue.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVets Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Rural Mutual Insurance is proud to sponsor the event tent at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, August 5th through the 7th at Clinton Farms in Bear Creek. For nearly a century, Rural Mutual has protected Wisconsin farms and supported rural communities with local insurance agents in every county. Join them at the Rural Mutual Event Center for live music, vendor booths, barbecue demos, and more. They're proud to protect what matters most, your farm, your family, your future. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
And Wisconsin field crops are coming along nicely. The latest update from the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service says that our corn condition is 78% good to excellent, soybeans 74% good to excellent. Winter wheat right now about 72% called good to excellent, and in some areas of Wisconsin, harvest of winter wheat and oats already underway. Potato harvest has also begun in some areas. Conditions rated 89% good to excellent. I'm PM Yonke.
A new champion in the Home Run Derby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, slugger Cal Raleigh of the Seattle Mariners won the Home Run Derby in Atlanta. Raleigh with a total of 54 home runs hit. The All-Star Game going on tonight. Freddy Peralta, rookie Jacob Mizorowski, and closer Trevor McGill all there to represent the Brewers. McGill asked, where did reaching the All-Star Game rank on his list of goals this season?
This is number one for me this year. You guys asked me earlier this season, and I kept it to myself that this is what, I was striving for. And a lot of hard work and a lot of pitchers in front of me, a lot of my bullpen guys in front of me, putting it down and giving me the opportunity to go out there and get saves this year. So, without the guys around me, this probably wouldn't be possible.
Basketball, it's the Bucks and the Chicago Bulls tomorrow in Las Vegas in summer league action. How hard is it to build a roster these days? GM John Horst.
I think the NBA is as compelling and competitive today as it's ever been.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather. We have a cold front coming through today, and that's going to change things up a bit. We'll start with sunshine, temperatures in the mid-80s by early to mid-afternoon, then scattered thunderstorms and falling temperatures later today. Tonight, thunderstorms, heavy rain 54, tomorrow's high only 63 with scattered rain and thunderstorms likely. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
98 Q Country.
Cuts you like a knife, and her lips taste like sweet red wine, and her pretty legs go to heaven every time. She got a gentle way that puts me at ease, and when she walks in a room I can hardly breathe. Got a devastated smile like a grown man to his knees. See, I'm gonna have it, it blows me away. It's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of them idiots, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. You know, I've never been the type they would ever want to stay. Bring them home at night and they're gone the next day. But that all changed when she walked into my life. And people asking why it is, tell them I don't know. That just something about the woman makes my heart go haywire. She's gonna be my wife. She got one of them idiots, it blows me away. She's everything I wanna say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of them idiots, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. That's how I feel. Cause when she loves me, I'm on top of the world. Cause when she loves me, no, I can live forever. And when she loves me, I am untouchable. She got one of them idiots, it blows me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of them idiots, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you, I do. You got whatever it is. Oh, you got whatever it is. Crying when she told me goodbye, but I knew, Lord, it was breaking her heart, but she was breaking mine. So for the sake of her feelings and the sake of my pride, I told her not to worry about me. So I'm sitting here soaking up the neon lights, misery, looking for some company. And tonight I'm looking for party crowd, slamming them back and laughing out loud, where the smoke's so thick the blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like it just don't care if they're dancing over here or fighting over there, I'm making the rounds looking for a party crowd. Whenever I wake up, I'll look back and try to recall just where the heck's my truck. So take my keys and lock them up tight and let the good times flow. And I'll worry about tomorrow when it comes to light. The night's still young and I'm on the road tonight. I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming them back and laughing out loud, where the smoke's so thick the blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like it just don't care if they're dancing over here or fighting over there, I'm making the rounds looking for a party crowd. Yes, and tonight I'm looking for a party
just don't care if they're dancing over here or fighting over there. I'm making the rounds, looking for a party crowd. Yes, and tonight I'm looking for a party crowd. Slamming them back and laughing out loud where the smoke's so thick the blues can't hang around.
It's the country you want.
This is Eric Church.
All day, every day.
98Q Country.
Colder, summer getting warmer, tidal wave come across the Mexican border. Why buy a gallon? It's cheaper by the barrel. Just don't get busted singing Christmas carols. That's us, that's right. Gotta love this American ride. Both ends of the ozone burning. Funny how the world keeps turning. Look, Ma, no hands. I love this American. Gets her rocks off watching Desperate Housewife. Daddy works his can off paying for the good life. Kids on the YouTube learning how to be cool, living in a cruel world. Pay- raised to be a mean girl. That's us, that's right. Gotta love this American ride. Both ends of the ozone burning. Funny how the world keeps turning. Look, Ma, no hands. I love this American. Up a record deal, can't even sing a note. Plasma getting bigger, Jesus getting smaller. Spill a cup of coffee, make $1 million. Customs got a thug with an aerosol can. If the shoe don't fit, the fit's gonna hit the shin. That's us, that's right. Gotta love this American ride. Both ends of the ozone burning. Funny how.
Karnick in the morning.
And I like them because they actually play music in the mornings where a lot of radio stations just talk the whole time.
98Q Country.
No, sir, I ain't been drinking. I ain't even had one beer. This sweet thing's got me buzzing from whispering in my ear. Just take a peek up in here. At this little hot mess, mister, you'll understand. I'm doing my best and I know I'm all over the road. I can't help but go, little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. When she's all over me, I'm all out of control. Get no ticket, don't wanna cause no wreck. It's hard to concentrate with her pretty little lips on my neck. I say, girl, take it easy. She laughs, says it'll be fine. How am I supposed to keep it between the lines? Yeah, I know I'm all over the road. I can't help but go. Little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my. She's all over me, I'm all out of control. Hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. Have a little mercy on me, sir. I'm sorry, I know.
Easton Corbin, he's all over the road at 98Q Country, just about 25 minutes past 6 o'clock. It's a warm start to the day, but we have some cooler weather that's going to be moving in here later today. So we'll make it to about 85, they're telling us today, for a high temperature. And then tomorrow's high is only 66. So at some point, a cold front's going to slide through here, and it's probably going to happen... Well, it's not going to be one of those real blunt, like all of a sudden a storm system passes through and we go from 80 to 60 with a snap of a finger. We're going to see overnight lows tonight drop down to about probably 65 or so. So not a crazy overnight low for tonight. I'm taking a look here at the chance of rain. Is at about 20-30% is all through the day today. But then tomorrow, again, high of 66 for tomorrow, which I think is not right. It's going to be cooler during the day, but it's going to be a very gradual cool where we drop down into the 60s tonight, and then it doesn't really warm up much at all tomorrow from what I can indicate. We're going to get wet at some point. It's a cloudy start if you look out there right now, and it's going to be we're going to see sunshine today. It's not going to be a washout. It's actually going to turn out to be probably a pretty nice day today with just a lingering chance of rain. We have two keywords for you today. We are busy. We're giving away a pair of Brewer tickets for a game a week from Saturday. And we're giving away, we're starting today, qualifiers for our laid-back summer giveaway. And this is probably the first time you're hearing about it. Because it came in kind of midday yesterday and we scrambled to put it all together. And we're ready to go. Someone at Flamborama is going to win a brand new recliner from Shawamigan Home Furnishings valued at almost $600. All you have to do is listen for keywords. So each day, this week, next week, and the Wednesday leading up to Flamborama, we're going to give you a chance each day to send us a keyword and see if you can qualify. One qualifier per day. And then when you qualify, you're guaranteed to win a prize if you show up at Flamborama. And then at Flamborama, we're going to have, there's going to be, I think, 12 qualifiers. And we're going to give away the recliner at Flamborama on Friday night. So what you need to do is just listen, starting today, after 7 o'clock here this morning. And we're going to give you a chance to text us that keyword and get yourself qualified. It's as easy as that. So it's a laid-back summer, and we're going to give away a recliner to somebody. Have a little fun with it. So stay tuned for that keyword. A couple of different things for you today. What else? Anything else? Brewers off for the All-Star break. A couple of guys on the All-Star roster for tonight. Home run hitting contest last night. Caught a little bit of that. Guys hitting baseballs a long ways. One guy hit one 512 feet, I think it was. It's a long ways. Like the longest ever, except for like Judge. Aaron Judge hit one like 4,000 miles or something once a couple years ago in Colorado. All right. We're going to get you updated on what's going on. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports. So let's take care of that and get you in the know right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court lifting an injunction against the Trump administration's efforts to gut the Department of Education.
Trump celebrating the win, saying, quote, "The federal government has been running our education system into the ground, but we're going to turn it all around by giving the power back to the people." But education advocates warn that the coming cuts will leave students without critical support services, from special education to financial aid.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio, the court's majority not explaining the decision, but the three liberal justices dissented. NVIDIA has announced it has gotten permission from the Trump administration to begin selling its chips for artificial intelligence to China. The president threatening Russia with what he says will be severe sanctions if a ceasefire with Ukraine isn't reached within 50 days. No details on what the severity of the sanctions will be. Trash pickup has resumed in the city of Philadelphia nearly 2 weeks after 9,000 city workers went on strike. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Planning on heading to local fairs or even some petting zoos? Just remember, even animals that look healthy can have germs that can make you sick. If you plan on visiting any animals, please remember to wash your hands after leaving animal areas, even if you did not touch any of the animals. Soap and water is best, but you can use hand sanitizer with 60% alcohol until soap and water are available. Remember also, do not eat or drink around animals, and keep food and drinks out of animal areas. Not only will that help fight contamination on your end, it may also help stop the animals from eating or drinking something they really should not. And lastly, please be sure to leave strollers, cups, and toys outside of animal areas. And remember, children under 5 should not touch chickens or ducks and should always be supervised when around animals. These tips and more can be found at dhs.wisconsin.gov. Thursday, July 22nd from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., it's Can You Grow It Garden Tours. This is a field trip to visit some local gardens. Meet at the Phillips Public Library at 4 p.m. to receive some info and an itinerary. And if you have any questions, you can contact the library at 715-339-2868 or email them curbside@phillipspl.org, or you can send them a private message via their Facebook page, Phillips Public Library. They hope to see you for this fun event. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, July 22nd from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. Monarch butterflies are two steps away from extinction, but some state lawmakers want them to represent Wisconsin. Lisa Hale has more.
Monday, Wisconsin State Senator Rachel Cabral-Guevara of Appleton introduced the legislation to make the endangered monarch butterfly the Wisconsin state butterfly, and she did so at the Butterfly Garden of Wisconsin in Outagamie County. The monarch was categorized as endangered in 2022. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says since the 1980s, over 95% of the western monarch population has disappeared. They blame habitat loss, climate change, and pesticide use. Supporters hope that if the monarch becomes the state butterfly, greater awareness and support for the monarch's protection and habitat conservation will follow.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A new champion in the Home Run Derby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, slugger Cal Raleigh of the Seattle Mariners won the Home Run Derby in Atlanta. Raleigh with a total of 54 home runs hit. The All-Star Game going on tonight. Freddie Peralta, rookie Jacob Mizorowski, and closer Trevor McGill all there to represent the Brewers. McGill asked, where did reaching the All-Star Game rank on his list of goals this season?
This was number one for me this year. You guys asked me earlier this season, and I kept it to myself that this is what, you know, I was striving for. And a lot of hard work and a lot of pitchers in front of me, a lot of my bullpen guys in front of me, you know, putting it down and giving me the opportunity to go out there and get saves this year. So, without the guys around me, this probably wouldn't be possible.
Basketball, it's the Bucks and the Chicago Bulls tomorrow in Las Vegas in summer league action. How hard is it to build a roster these days? GM John Horst.
I think the NBA is as compelling and competitive today as it's ever been.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Roy and Robin Kirchmeyer. They support all local high school athletics and their teams, no matter the season or the sport.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
There's a lot of reasons to shop at Macy's, but here's one you might not know about. Macy's has free personal stylists to help you find the perfect looks for summer. They're experts who know more than just the latest trends. They know how to find the fits, sizes, and designers that are perfect for you. Even better, get an extra 20% off the items you find at your first session. Book your free appointment in-store or at macys.com/personalstylist. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
We have a cold front coming through today, and that's going to change things up a bit. We'll start with sunshine, temperatures in the mid-80s by early to mid-afternoon, then scattered thunderstorms and falling temperatures later today. Tonight, thunderstorms, heavy rain 54, tomorrow's high only 63 with scattered rain and thunderstorms likely. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
98Q Country.
Mama told her, baby girl, take it real slow. Girl told her mama, hey, I really gotta go. He's waiting in the car. Mama said, girl, you won't get far. Thus are the dreams of an average Jane. 90 miles an hour down a lover's lane on a tank of dreams. Oh, if she could have only just a little while into Abilene. Pulls into a station and he robs it clean. She's waiting in the club. Oh, underneath the Texaco star. She only wanted love, didn't bargain for this. She can't help but love him for the way he is. She's only 17.
Artists with a local twist. Joel Karnick in the morning, Mike McKay in the midday, and the drive home with Greg Anderson. Hometown Radio refreshed with 98Q Country.
You say, what if I hurt you? What if I leave you? What if I find somebody else and I don't need you? What if this goes south? What if I mess you up? You say, what if I break your heart in two, then what? Well, I hear you, girl, I feel you, girl, but not so fast. Will you make your mind up? I gotta ask. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? The sky falls, or the sun stops burning. We could worry about them. What if still the world stops turning, or I could kiss you? What if you liked it? Well, we ain't ever gonna know unless we try it. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? what if I hurt you? What if I leave you? What if I find somebody else and I don't need you? Damn. What if I was made for you?
Country.
He gets up before the dawn, packs a lunch and a thermos full of coffee. It's another day in the dusty haze. Those burning rays are wearing down his body. Diesel's worth the price of gold. It's the cheapest grain he's ever sold, but he's still holding on. He just takes the tractor another round and pulls a plow across the ground and sends up another prayer. He says, Lord, I never complain, I never ask. Toll on his family. He stayed strong and carried on, just like his dad and granddad did before him. On his knees every night he prays, please let my crops and children grow, 'cause that's all he's ever known. He just takes the tractor another round, pulls a plow across the ground and sends up another prayer. He says, Lord, I never complain, I never ask why. Please don't let my dreams run dry. Underneath, underneath this Amarillo sky. Tractor, another round, another round. He says, I never complain, I never ask why. Please don't let my dreams run dry. Underneath, underneath this Amarillo sky. Underneath this
Jason Aldean at 98Q Country. I've been staring at my weather stuff here for today, just trying to figure out what kind of a day we're going to have. There's quite a bit of sunshine in our forecast, but there's also about a 20% lingering chance of some rain and maybe thunderstorm today. That rain chance will most likely hold off any heavier stuff until later today. It's not a guarantee, though. Temperatures are going to warm up, though. We're going to see temps about 85 today. And then we'll cool off overnight to only about probably 63 or so. And then temperatures will continue to slip a little bit tomorrow, because our high temp tomorrow is only supposed to be 66 degrees. And our overnight low tonight is about 65. So it's actually going to cool off a little bit during the day tomorrow. It's a little bit of a weird forecast for the summer, no doubt about that. But if you want to go do something warm weather, the daytime hours today would definitely be the time to do that. Tomorrow's going to be not as good. And then gradually warming back up, but only probably mid-70s for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and maybe pushing close to 80 for Sunday, Monday. We've got two keywords for you today we're going to share with you after 7 o'clock. We're giving away some Brewer tickets, Brewers. A week from Saturday, the game is for the Brewers and the Marlins. A week from Saturday, which is the 26th. So we'll give you a chance to win a pair of those. And also the first qualifiers today in our laid-back summer giveaway. We're giving away, along with Shawamic and Home Furnishings, a recliner. Nearly a $600. It's $599 recliner. Can we just call it a six? Anybody have a problem if I just call it almost like a $600 recliner? All right. If you do, I'll give you the dollar, all right, to make it $600. So we're doing that. And the giveaway, the actual giveaway will be during Flamborama. But you need to qualify. And to do that, we'll give you a keyword each day. Once you hear the keyword, you shoot it to us, text it, and you're good. You're good. Now, if you qualify, you're automatically going to, you know, you're going to win a prize if you show up at Flamborama. And someone is going to win the recliner. And we're going to give that away Friday night at Flamborama at 6 o'clock. So we'll talk more about it, give you a chance to qualify. First keyword for the laid-back summer giveaway coming up in just a little bit. After 7 o'clock here this morning, let's get you a little words of wisdom to get you into this Tuesday, the 15th day of July. We focus on the family.
I never really understood unconditional love until I lived with my father. Despite his imperfections, or maybe because of them, I discovered just how deep my love for him ran. After my parents' divorce, my mother died, and I went into foster care for almost 2 years. Unfortunately, my foster family was so toxic that my life got worse, not better. Like when my foster father accused me of trying to murder him. I was 9, and it wasn't true. Things were so bad that moving in with my alcoholic father seemed like a good idea, but he drank so heavily that it wasn't a good idea for long. After just 1 year, my older sibling suggested I live with my older brother, Dave, instead. We had a family conference, and I told my dad that I couldn't live with him anymore because he wasn't a good father. That probably hurt him. But to his credit, he didn't react negatively. Instead, Dad hugged me and said, "You're right, I haven't been a good father." That was the first time I experienced unconditional love. Even though I couldn't live with my dad because he struggled so terribly with alcohol, I loved him deeply anyway. Children want to love their parents. That encourages me, and I hope it encourages you too. Your child's love for you is woven into the fabric of your relationship. Nurture it. Help it grow, but don't feel like you have to create it. Unconditional love just is, even if you're not a perfect parent. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly. God is at work, and he's calling his people to rise in truth. Truth Rising is a powerful new documentary from Focus on the Family and the Colson Center. See how ordinary Christians choose courage in a culture that needs truth. Watch Truth Rising starting September 5th and find out how you can be a part of the change and become an agent of restoration. Sign up at truthrising.com. That's truthrising.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save families up to $500 a month, and obviously that's a big deal, but they like it too, especially being part of something that reflects their values instead of working against them. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Hey, Green Goblin here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sink's overstaying its welcome. You're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste. You hope that it'd go away. Yeah, clogs don't just go away. I make them go away. I'm Green Goblin, the only clog dissolver you need. I'm bleach-free, safe for your pipes, and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Goblin. Let the gobbler get it.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on 98qcountry.com/contest-terms.
98Q Country. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball, 98Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
long time to pack it up and head on home. Sun's gonna rise and I know I gotta do it all over again. There's only two ways through this town and I don't ever take the other way around. I see the lights and I slow down. It's like they pull me in. I was gonna drive by, wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard a bar stool calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky-tonk. Said I wasn't gonna drink. And then a country song came on. Was almost one boot out of the door when the band kicked in. 2, 3, 4, blame it on ETC for keeping that neon burning on me. I was gonna drive by, wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard a bar stool calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky-tonk. Said I wasn't gonna drink. And then a country song came on. Yeah. I was gonna get a good night's sleep. And then a country song came on. Save it for the end of the week. And then a country song came on. I was gonna drive by, wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard an old plane calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky-tonk. Said I wasn't gonna drink. Country song came on. I wasn't gonna drink. Then a country song came on. No, I wasn't gonna drink. Yeah, a country song came on.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The latest region of the country dealing with severe weather, the Northeast. A state of emergency declared in New Jersey. In New York City, several subway stations flooded as the rain fell. The White House signaling a huge shift on Ukraine. President Trump now says sophisticated U.S. weapons will be distributed to NATO, who will pay for them and send them to Kyiv. ABC contributor Mick Mulroy.
We now understand that it is Russia who not only, of course, started the war, but Russia who will not accept the U.S. proposed ceasefire, and it appears has no intention to stop this war. In fact, they're increasing their attacks not only against Ukrainian military targets, but civilians and civilian infrastructure.
The president also says severe tariffs will be imposed on Russia if there is not a ceasefire within at least 50 days. Dozens of ice cream makers are now promising to get rid of artificial dyes in their products. Some candy companies, including the maker of brightly colored M&Ms, are resisting. This is ABC News. The White House continues trying to diffuse anger among the ranks of MAGA, who are upset that the Justice Department won't be releasing any more information from the so-called Epstein files. Here's ABC Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl.
Trump worked the phones over the weekend trying to diffuse this controversy. Meanwhile, Attorney General Pam Bondi, FBI Director Kash Patel were both here at the White House for meetings. I am told this subject did come up. Some of President Trump's outside supporters are now calling for a special counsel to look into all this, but senior officials who I have spoken to here at the White House.